Daf Tzadik Amid Beis, three lines from the bottom. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Kshetim Seloima, Ledivrei Rabbi Meir, Gagin, Rishus Laatmon, Chatzeres, Rishus Laatmon, Kalfifais, Rishus Laatmon. So Rabbi Yehuda is saying, if one will be mamik in the machloikis between Rabbi Meir and the Chachomim and Rabbi Shimon, so one will come to this conclusion. Rabbi Meir holds Gagin Rishus La'atmon, Chaseiris Rishus La'atmon, Kafifais Rishus La'atmon. Ledivrei Chachomim, the Chachomim hold Gagin V'Chaseiris Rishus Achas, Gagin V'Chaseiris is one Rishus, Kafifais Rishus Achas. Kafifais is one Rishus, that means but with Gagis and Chaseiris, one is not permitted to carry from Gagis Bechatzeres to Kafifais. The Divrei Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon, Kulon Rishus Achasein. All three, Gagis, Chatzeres, and Kafifais, are considered one large Rishus. Let us see Rashi. Kshetim Tzoloima, Kshetamoid Al Soif Daton, Zehu Gmar Divreim. This is the Untish Teshureis. Ledivrei Rab Meir, Gagin Rishus La'atmon. Umetaltalin Migagoi Shel Ruvain, Legagoi Shel Shimon. It's called one large Rishus. Vechatzeirois Rishus La'atmon. Umetaltalin Mechatzeiroi Shel Ruvain, Lechatzeiroi Shel Shimon. Kelim Sheshopsu Bechotza. Vechain Mechotzo Shel Rabim, Lechotzo Shel Rabim. That's also mutter. L'cheira hu adin l'chotzer shal yochid l'chotzer shal rabim is also mutter. Later, Rashi seems to say that. I don't know why Rashi divided it. L'chotzer shal yochid l'chotzer shal yochid l'chotzer shal rabim l'chotzer shal rabim. V'kafifois rishus la'atzmon. V'afilu hein shal beiz anoshim. Metautalin mizelozeh. Now, how do we know these three alochis? So Rashi says like this, the Ha'omar Rab Meir, Kol Gagai Seir, Rishus Achas, Shma Mino, the Svirelei, the Ein Rishus Mischalekes Machma Shini Bailim, that even though there are different Diyorim Mitachtov, but that doesn't affect at all the Gagais, and even though the Gagais, there's different Bailim, but Kol Gagai Seir, Rishus Achas, includes even though they're different bailim, that does not make it different rishuyis. Elo botim lechudayu. Botim lechudayu mitnei sheheim tedirais ledire. Because they are tedirais ledire. So shini bailim only has an effect by botim. Mitnei sheheim tedirais ledire. Exactly what this svara is, that Tadiris Ladira makes a Shinu Bailim, and not Tadiris Ladira does not make a Shinu Bailim. It could be the Svara is that Be'emesin, the Isser is Hoitzo Mirshus Lashus. That was the Geder Ho'Isser. So, a Rishus, which is not lived in too often, which includes Gagais, Chatzeres, or Kafifais, so it doesn't become that it's not affected by his dira, since we don't consider that this is that one chotzer is different than the other chotzer. This is Reuven's rishus. This is Shimon's rishus. It's considered a different rishus, since the whole dira is not so shchiach in the chotzer and the gag and the kafet. So Memele, their dira does not make it for a different rishus. Mashain came by batim. It's tedira is ledira. They're always living there. So Memele, so Reuven's bias and Shimon's bias, so create that this is a different rishus because this is Reuven's dira and this is Shimon's dira. But if it's not tedira is ledira, so the dira does not have a hashpo, an effect, a roishim on the rishus to make it a different rishus. Even though Rashi in the beginning of Baba Basra says, Roiv Pashmishan Bechotzer, aber weißt doch heus, aber die Kedira was in der Bade. Al-Kalponim, so die Svirelei, noch einmal, der ein Rischus mischalekes machmaschinei Beile. That it doesn't become a different Rischus because there's different Beile. The different Beile do not affect the Namek Aroishim and the Rischus. Ela botim lechudaye, mimnei sheheim tediris lediris. The Mali Gagin, Umali Chatzeres, Umali Kalfifi. So what it's on all these three things, since it's not the Diris Lediris, I'm a Mele, there's no Indian of Shini Rishus. So there's a common denominator between all these three, they're not the Diris Lediris. Avo Migag Lechotze, Umigag Lekalfif, Lorameyo Loi. But the carry from a gag to a chotz on a gag le kaf of la meyoloi. Vafilu shall ish echot. Afilu, they both belong to the same person. And that is pshat in the memra of Rav Yehuda. Gagin reshus la'atzman, chatzeres reshus la'atzman. That means all chatzeres are one reshus, but they are not the same reshus with a gag. Now Rashi is going to explain, why can't you be, if it's not Tadiris Ladire, so why can't you be metaltal from a gag to a chotzer? So Tashi says, Avo migag le chotzer, migag le kalfif le ramei eloi, vafilu shali shechot, which zicha you can consider it two reshuyes, ki demrin en gzeire mishum teil b'shus harab. Because that is also als teil b'shus harab, that just like Rav Meir and the Mishnah holds, that if you have two gagos, and one is gavoya asara from the other, you're not allowed to be metalta from one gag to the other, gzeira mishum teil b'shus harabim. So the same halacha will apply by a gag and a chotza. They're also not the same level. The gag is 10 tvachim higher than the chotza, aber weiter the gzeira from teil b'shus harabim. That is what that's how Rashi learns Pshat in Rav Meir. The Taisus HaRosh asks, so it comes out that the Isser from a gag to a chotzer is the same Isser like you have from a gag nomuch to a gag govoye. But it's not because it's called two reshuyos. For example, like the Taisus HaRosh, what would be if you wouldn't have, we have a chotzer that's 9 tfachim lower than a gag? So then you're allowed to be metaltal from the gag to the chotzer. So the loshen of Rabbi Yehuda is very modern. I mean, Rabbi Yehuda said, gagin reshus la'atzmon, chatzeres reshus la'atzmon, kafifes reshus la'atzmon, vices, they're different reshuyos. The gzeira of Mishum Tel B'shus HaRabim is not a gzeira of different reshuyos. I mean, you're not allowed to be metaltal from a gag nomuch to a bulvashele yegag gavoye yudai nomuch. For it's not because they're different reshuyos. It's a gzeira. That's the Taisus HaRosh's kasha. The Ritva Lemaise is chaylik an Rashi. And the Ritva holds, we mentioned actually at the beginning of the Perek, that the Ritva holds la loche, that the whole gzeire of tail b'shus harabim is that if the tail, that if you have, let's say, a mokim shel rabim, let's say you'll have a gag shaloi irvu, and then you have a gag gavoya, so you have a mokim shel rabim, and then you have a gagavoya. So this is similar to a tail b'rishus harabim. So you mean you have a different rishus in a rishus shel rabim. But the Ritva says lahaloche nischaylik on this Rashi. He says if you'll have, let's say if you'll have in the same rishus, if you'll have it belongs to one person, you'll have, let's say here Rashi says over here a gag in a chotzer, and it'll belong to the same person. So the Ritva holds aloche b'chlal, there's no gzeire there of tail b'shus harabim. Afilu atel in a chotzer is only yosef, it's a chotzer shal rabim shal ayirbu. So this is similar to a reshus a rabim. Because it is somehow a reshus shal rabim. Aber a chotzer shal echot, and there'll be a tail in that chotzer, the ritva holds take, there's no gzeira whatsoever. So he's chaylik on this rashi. And the ritva lemaise says, according to the ritva, it's for emphat the toysa rosh kashe, that rameya holds, that the Tashmish Gag and the Tashmish of a Chotzer are not similar Tashmishim. So since they have different Tashmishim, and that's like the Loshon of Rameya. Gag in Rishus Latman, Chatzeris Rishus Latman, Kafifis Rishus Latman. They're different, each one has different Tashmishim. And the different Tashmishim create different Shemes on each Mokim. And that's why there's a locha of Shini Rishuyas between one Mokim and the other. Two Gagin, a Gag Nomuch and a Gag Gavoye, that is a different thing. That is Taka Alta Gzeire. That is certain halachas Taka. It has to be a Gag Shal Rabim. But Al Kaponim, this member of Rabbi Yehuda, he wants to say, has no Shaykhis with the halacha of Rabbi Meir and the Mishnah, that you can't be metalta from a Gag Gavoya to a Gag Nomuch. Al Kaponim, Rashi Zoknitazai. Rashi says the whole reason, according to Rav Meir, you're not allowed to be metalta from a Gag to a Chotzer, that is Al Tegzeire from Teil B'Shusara. V'cholshkein k'shehen shel shnayim. Navadi givis, if the Gag and Chotzer will belong to two people, but the givis, it will be yourself. Now, I really don't understand, number one, why Rashi has to say it. And number two, I mean, if there's a gzeire of tail b'shus harabe, so Rashi holds that my bias, in my gag, in my chotzer, will be also to take from the gag to the chotzer, so because it's daimet the tail b'shus harabe. So what is the kolshke? First of all, why do you need a kolshke? I mean, and if it belongs to two people, you have the same gzeire. How does the gzeire become enhanced that it belongs to two people? I mean, we see that meya hod shini bailam is tamas a garnish mit garnish. Shini bailam and chatzairis is garnish. The whole chesaron of shini a bailam only applies by batim. Rashi says, nei shehem tadiris ladire. So I don't understand why it's necessary to tell me and what the kolshken is. The kolshken shehen shel shnai. Al koponim, that's how Rashi explains, according to Rav Meir, that one is not allowed to be metalta from a gag to a chotzer. Umechotzer lekalfif nami loy. Now, you can't, if he said reshus achas, so that also means you can't take from a chotzer to a kalf. Now, how did Rav Yehuda see this in Rav Meir? The Shaminu lul Rabbono lekama bebraise da osa letalto mechotza lekalfa. The Bemisin in Rav Meir we don't see this. But we see the Rabbono hold later that you're not permitted to be metalto mechotza lekalfa. The Rav Meir loy Shaminu lay the poligalai lehokel elo bechilek rishuya is the gagim. And the only machloikis between Rav Meir and the Chachamim, we only find by the Chilek Rishuy is the Gagin. Hoyel Ushmon Shove. And there Rav Meir is Chilek because it's Shmon Shove. It is the Gagis. So Mamele, so he holds the Chilek Rishuy does not make it two. Avol b'reshuyos achalukos b'shmon. So now Rashi is saying what right we have to assume that Rav Meir is moided to the Chachamim. So Rashi says, because we only heard from Rav Meir that kol agagis reshus achas, because the reshuyos shavos. Avol reshuyos achalukos b'shmon. This is, and here we'll see later, the lomdus is, because here it's like a different tashmish, and the tashmish of a kalfif, and the tashmish of a chotzer is different tashmishim in ganzen. Aber birshuya is achalukes bishmon, loy shamina lay the meiko, so there we don't have any mashmois that Rameir is meiko. The davke koma Rameir gagos. Chameya only said, Kol gagis l'shusachet, dish tashmishton shoveh. V'chein chatzeirois, ul chatzeiris, v'chein kafifois. V'afilu hein shol shnayim, v'shinui baylim le'mitzri, ala batim l'rameya, v'gagim l'rabona. Avo b'chiluk tashmish, but if you have two reshuyois with different tashmishim, Vishini Shem Harishus, and there's a different name on the Rishus. This is a Chotzer, this is a Karfif. Kopi, Hilka. Mechotzer le Karfif Osa. Vafilu hu Shaloi. Veine Yoisa mi Beisa Soi. Afilu with Shaloi, there's no Shini Bailim. Nafilu, it is not Yoisa mi Beisa Soi. It's Yoisa mi Beisa Soi, so it's a Karmelis. The kafifis which we are speaking about in the machloikis of Rav Meir and the Chachomim and Rav Shimon are all speaking about a kafif that is not more than a beis osayim. How do we know this? The bi yaseirim b'hol aimer Rav Shimon metaltalin. So how could Rav Shimon say kulan rishus achas and you metaltal from one to the other? Hakalmalasi. A kafif is a kalmelis. The leke man de polig, the mechotzer hamishkin gomri. So a mele, if it's more than a beis osoyim, doesn't have a shem mokim dire. Void, it's not a rishus hayochit. Void behed yomrinen b'shili oisin pasin, the plukte der rabshimin verabonon, bekalfif beis osayim hi. That the whole machloikis Rav Shimon the Rabbonon is only by a kafif beis osayim. Vafilu chotzer v'kafif shalish echad oschi Rabbonon. There's no shini bailin, and it is a beis osayim. Vafilu hochi oschi Rabbon. The komri osam kafif yoisam I beis osayim shehukif ledirem. So it's hukif ledirem. So it had a shame, Rishus Ayochit. Nizra Ruboi Naroiv of this Kalfif. Became Nizra, so became Bottle the Hekev. Hareyu ki Gine, so the whole thing gets a shame, Gine. Bomaravuna Bereid Rabbi Yeshua. Bechidaikis bo, Dafke Ruboi. Bechidaikis bo, and you'll be with Daik in Yenesugia, the Gemara says Dafke Ruboi, because then the meat becomes Nigra to the Roiv, so the whole thing gets a Dine. But, so then the whole thing becomes a kamla. So if it was not ruboy, then you're permitted to be metaltal from the chelik hadire to the gin. The chidaik is boshminid and so that is only according to Rav Shimon that is mata mechotza lekarta. Bekafif. Shemini minod, lo yishar Rav Shimon, ela bekafif beis osoyim, rabonin osri aval gav delachad gavru. L'divrei chachomim. That was the first memela. So according to Rav Meir, each one is considered a reshus pifnei atzmoi, and one is not permitted to be metaltal from one reshus to the other reshus. L'divrei chachomim, v'loi gozru mishum teil. Chachomim don't hold of this gzeire. So a mele without the gzeire is gagin v'chatzeres reshus achasein. Zutrashi, loy sheye talto, migag legagim chalukim baleim. That, chachamim don't know, that you're permitted to be talto from one gag to another gagim chalukim baleim, mishum de gagim le rabbonon kibatim ashvulahu. The rabbonon hold that gagim have a din batim, al yedei chiluk shalomato. Since they're chaluk milamato b'diyorim, so they have the din chilik lamaylam. So that's from one gag to another gag. Avo mechotzer shal rabim lechotzer shal rabim metaltalim. It's the whole reason that by gagin each one is considered a reshus bifnei atzmoi is because of the chilik of the batim shetachteim. But Kozman, you don't have a chilik batim, so memela they'd be the same. So, chotzer shal rabim, lechotzer shal rabim metaltalim. und mir gag lechotze der Raben metaltele. Vaafel gab de gag reschusso di dei. Vechotze di schutfis, and you're allowed to be metaltel from his gag to a chotze that belongs to schutfis. Kedesanye bebreisele kamon, according to the Chachomim. Why is it that way? Hoyel vegag tashmi she'enei todo. Since a gag is a tashmi she'enei todohu, lehavi mamish kebayis, a metalto mimenu lechotza. Now, lechayre, I had a shtikol ha'ore. Lechachomim hold that one is not permitted to be metalto migag legag. Mishum de gagim le rabbonon kebate mashvelu. When it comes to gag le gag, so the rabbonon say that the gag has din batim, ayyidei chiluk shalamato. So therefore one is not permitted to be metaltal from one gag to the other gag, because it has a din batim. Just like not to be metaltal from one bias to another bias, so within you're not allowed to be metaltal from one gag to another gag. Then when it comes from a gag to a chotzer, so then Rashi starts saying, v'gag tashmi she'enei todi, v'lo havi mamish kebayis. A gag doesn't have a din of a bayis. So why do you differentiate? When it comes migag legag, we say that a gag has a din bayis, mitzad de batim shalamato. When it comes from a gag lechotzer, so there we say lehavi mamish kebayis, and it's gag tashmi she'enei todi. So memeila you're allowed to be metaltal from a gag to a chotzer. Perhaps pshat is as follows. Rashi daf tzadik omed aleph said as follows. When Rashi explained the svar of the chachamim, Rashi di b'masul choder reshusu. So Rashi says. Ba'filo rabot, d'loidomi l'shnei gagim, t'hosom ike d'yoyrim l'mato b'shneim. V'yesh loima, k'shem sh'yesh chilek reshus l'mato b'batim, kach yesh chilek l'mailo. Just like there's a chilek reshus, there's a psa, that the l'mailo is influenced by the l'mato. K'shem sh'yesh chilek reshus l'mato b'batim, kach yesh chilek l'mailo. The chiluk lemato solik va'ozel la'el. The chiluk mi lemato is solik va'ozel la'el. So here we are speaking about the chiluk reshus of batim is not pshat that there are two different reshusim. It's two types of reshusim. It's all one reshus. It's a reshus bayis. Not the chiluk reshus is I'm taking from Reuven's reshus to Shimon's reshus. And by when there's a dire to dire, so Reuven's reshus and Shimon's reshus are considered two different reshuyas. That is the halacha. So just like the bayis milamato is gerechent like Reuven's reshus, so somehow the chiluk lamato solik va'ozalel, so the gag is also called Reuven's reshus. That means if we would be done out the dire that Reuven is living lemaila, that dire wouldn't make it Reuven's reshus, since it's all, not a dire to dire. But there's a svore, since this is all one entity, the bayis and the gag, and the reshus Reuven shalomata stake Reuven's reshus, which asks to take the Shimon's reshus. So we say this Reuven's reshus is shoylet lemaila also, and we say, so you now to take from Reuven's gag to Shimon's gag. That is in the shini bailim between Reuven and Shimon, so we say the gag is also called Reuven's gag, and Yenim is called Shimon's gag. So I'm taking from one reshus to another reshus. When I take from a gag to a chotzer, so I'm not taking, even though I'm taking from Reuven's reshus, because the gag is called Reuven's reshus, al-tzadin milamato, but I'm not taking it to Shimon's reshus, because the chotzer is not called the reshus of anyone. since it's a dira she'ina tedira. So there in Chotzer, we don't reckon with the Bailam. The miut dira, which exists in the Chotzer, doesn't give it a shame of a different reshus, of a different Bailam. So I'm taking from Reuben's reshus to a Chotzer. So therefore, there's no iser of taking from Reuben's reshus to a Chotzer. This is taking from Reuben's reshus to Shimon's reshus. But the Chotzer is not considered Shimon's reshus because it's a dire sheine tedire. So I'm taking from Reuben's reshus to a Chotzer. So therefore, there's nothing wrong with that. There would be an issue, you're not allowed to take from a bias to a Chotzer because a bias is a different shimush and ganzen. So, just like not to take from a Chotzer to a Kalfiv because they're different shimushin. So that the Chachamim never said that the dire shalamato, that through the dire shalamato we consider that the dire shalamaila is a dire shalbate. Das nicht. And that's it, the dire shalamaila is a different type of a dire. We say the same reshus which asels extends lamaila, but it is dire lamaila is not a shimush shalbatim. The dire shalmaila is a shimush shalgagin, which is a different type of a shimush. A shimush shalgagin is similar to a shimush shalchatzeres. So therefore, one is permitted to take from a gag to a chotzer. That's what Rashi says over here. That means, so Rashi says, Hoyul v'gag tashmish she'enei todu. Here we're speaking of the tashmish. Le'have mamish kebayis. In the din bailes, so we say, just like the bailes of the bayis, asels to take into another bayis, so this bailes extends in the gag also, it's the same bailes. So we say that this bailes in l'mailo also asels to take to a gag of another bailes. But in Shimush, the gag tashmish einay todahu, lehavi mamish kebayis, metaltum imenu lechotza. So therefore, the chachomim hold, the one is permitted to be metaltal from a gag to a chotza. Kalfifois, rishus achas, vafilo hein shol shnai. It's called one rishus. The chol rishus shashmoy shove mutaloi. As long as it's the same Shem, the same Shemush, it's Muta. Chutz min ha-gagin, and again, not because of the Gagin, but because of the Batim Shetachtayim. Avo michotza le-kalfe, but to take. So that's what he said, Gagin v'chatzeres, rishus achas. Avo michotza le-kalfe, if to take from a chotza to a kalf, afilu dachav gavros, Poloidomi ligag v'chotzer, the tashmish li de gag shov l'chotzer hu. The tashmish of gag and chotzer are the same. But the tashmish of chotzer and kalfev, that's different tashmishim. So therefore, you're not allowed to take from a chotzer to a kalf. Pohoche shmiel el Rabbi Yehuda, this is what Rabbi Yehuda holds, umi mas nisen dayeklo. Midekoma Rab Shimon kulon rishus achas. As we see in the Mishnah, Rab Shimon said kulon rishus achas. This is Rab Shimon's amemre. Michlal de Rabbonon, according to the Rabbonon, lavcho de rishus amash v'lo lekulu. So Mamela, that was the makor of Rab Yehuda. Uberaise misayi leilekamon. Tiktoni, we learned further in Uberaise, gag, v'chotzer, v'ach sadre, umar peses, kulon, rishus, achasein. So he was koilul, agag, and achotzer, and ach sadre, mar peses. V'chotzer, mar peses, kebeis chatzeres, domi. Umiduki, didei, dido, deloitone, bo kalfe fomovi. Why didn't they mention kalfe fomovi? Mukmine lo ke rabono. So the Gemara said to them, this bereis is going according to rabono. Dei Rab Shimon, according to Rab Shimon, Filakafiv nami mishteri bahadi chotze. Vei Rab Meir, gag vechotze loy mishteri, da bed ya osa b'mas nisen minomuch legavoya. So if we have here a baraisa, gag vechotze is reshus achas, out of the process of elimination, this is not Rab Shimon, not Rab Meir, so kochach, this is the chacham. So we have a raya from the dik of the Mishnah, we have a raya from this baraisa. Le divrei Rab Shimon, kulon rishus achas. According to Rab Shimon, gageis chatzeres vekafifois, kulon rishus achas. Deloi taime. Hai da oma Rab Shimon, echot gageis, veechot chatzeres, veechot kafifois. Kol chode vechode rishus abam peinav shimash velu. That's what he means. He means each one is a rishus. Bampei nafshi itself. Gagi latzman, v'chatzeres latzman, v'kafifis latzman. So Rashi says, you can't say this to Hasvor al Rameyes, like that's what Rameyes holds. Aber Rab Shimon kulu chod reshuse mashvulu. Hoche shmielei le Rab Yehude, uberaisem isayelei. We have later when we see a berais, the sign yekabosi le kamon, hayinu malim shemen valuntes, מגג לגג, מגג לחוצה, מחוצה לחוצה, מחוצה לקלפת. So על קופונים, we see clear, according to Rav Shimon, they were permitted to carry from one reshus to another reshus. Let us see Taisvit. לדברי אנדב צדיק עומד בייס. לדברי רב מאיר, גגין רשוס אחסן. גגין הוא בפרש במסניסן. כל גג ישיר is one reshus. Who are then Chatzeres oi kafifes, hoyel v'tashmishen shove, k'moi gagin. K'moi kamamatzinu, from gagin to Chatzeres oi kafifes. Avul batim loi, v'tashmishen toder. You can't learn out batim from gagin, because batim is tashmishen toder. For oi, v'chi heichi de la rabbonon, havi kafifes, another makar. Just like, so the first makar is that we make a psamamotina. We learn out chatzeres and kalfifas from gagit. Ochinami le Rameya, the Rameya le Poli gal Rabbonon, elo begag vechotzem ishim the Rav Yitzchak bar Rabdimi. So Taisva says either Rav Yehuda learned it from Rameya's halacha of kol gagi seir shusaches, or he learned it from the Chachomim. That the whole machlek is the Chachomim and Rameya's only from gagis to chatzeres, al tigzera. Zot the Gemara weiter. Tanya kevosei de Rav Yehuda. Now we heard before, machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Rav holds that according to the Chachomim, if kol gagos are reshus bifnei atzmon, so you're not allowed to be metaltal in each gag more than daladamis, because each gag is poretz v'miluei le'mokim osoloi. That is the svara of Rav, Shmuel is chaylik. Shmuel says you say good asik, even though it's a mechitza shein and nikeres, but Rav holds you don't say good asik since it's a mechitza shein and nikeres. So on this machloikis between Rav and Shmuel is tanya kevosei de Rav. What is the Rai? So the first half of the Barais is no Rai whatsoever. The first half of the Barais is going according to Rameya. Kol gage sa'ir ishus achasein. Va'osa lahalois lohoirit minagagin lachotza inachotza legagin. Vekeilim sheshovsu bachotza muta letautalon bachotza. Begagin muta letautalon begagin. Ubulvach lo yehei gag govoya yud oinomuch yud divrei ramei. Achachomim oimrim, kol echad ve'echad rishus la'atzmoy. Each gag is a separate rishus. Ein metaltlim boy elo bedalit. So here it says klor in this veraise, that you do not say good asik between one gag and another gag. Ein metaltlim boy elo bedalit. Zogt Rashi. Tanya kevosei derav, the omer la'el, begagin hashovin lerabonon, the ein metalfun boy elo bedalid, the osri adodi, that each one asses on the other, v'lemrinin good asik b'mechitzoi she'ein nikores. You don't say good asik. Rishus achas umetaltelin mizeloze. It's called one rishus umetaltelin mizeloze. Ba'osa lahalis lohirit rameile taimei, the goza mishum tail. Muta letaltel bechotzer, afalpi shaloi irvo. Kalim sheshavsu bechotzer, muta letaltel bechotzer. For who adin l'shach atzeres? Who adin l'at gave from one chotzer to another chotzer, because it's got one big rishus. Rishus la'atzmoy, the chachomim hold, each gag is rishus la'atzmoy, and metaltelim mize l'ze, and filu b'seich balet, because they're different rishuyis. And metaltelim boy, and filu b'gag atzmoy, more than daladamis, because it's a porutz b'miluoy l'mokim osala. So that is Tanya Kevosei Derab. Now we have Tanya Kevosei Derab Yehuda. Tanya Kevosei Derab Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda had said that according to Rabbi Shimon, Gagais, Chatzeres, and Kafifes are considered one big reshus, and you ought to be metalto from one to the other. So we have a Rai Omar Rebbe, Kshayinu loimdim teire eitzel Rab Shimon betakua, Hayinu malin shemen valuntis, so they took up shemen valuntis migag lagag, migag lechotza, michotza lechotza, michotza lekarfef, mikarfef lekarfef ache, ad shayinu magiin eitzel hamaayin shayinu roichetzin boi. So you see, klol, they were talmidim of Rab Shimon, they did alpi Rab Shimon, they went and they carried from the Gagin to the Chatzeres to the Kafifes. Omer Rab Yehuda, Maise b'shas ha-sakone, there was a shas ha-sakone that they were not allowed to be kere b'teire. So they used to hide the Sefer Teires. V'yinu malim Sefer Teire, michotza legag, umigag lechotza, so Poshet Rab Yehuda is bringing a raya to Rab Shimon. We see you're allowed to carry from a chotzer lekarfef. Amruloi ein shas ha-sakone ray. There taka was a shas ha-sakone. There was a shayla of bitl kriyas ha-teire. If they wouldn't carry, so there would be oiker, it'd be oiker the mitzvah of kriyas ha-teire. So therefore there they were matter, but it is no raya that Rab Shimon is correct, that there's no issa whatsoever. Zogt Rashi. Tanya kevosei de Rab Yehuda, alibi de Rab Shimon. Shemen losach boy, aluntes listapik bo, migag legag, migag lechotzer, michotzer lekarfef, mikarfef lekarfef, kulu garsine. Zog the Gemara weiter. Rab Shimon Oimer, we heard in the Mishnah, Echot Gagin, Vechot Chatzeres, Vechot Kafifeis, Kulon Rishusachis. Oma Rav, Haloche ke Rab Shimon. So Haloche, we paskin like Rab Shimon, Vuhu Shaloi Irvu. But when did Rab Shimon say that one is permitted to carry from one Rishus, from one Chotzer to another Chotzer, that is dafke if the batim were if the bnei achotza were not ma'ariv one the other. Avol irvu, but what if the bnei achotza were ma'ariv one with another? Loi, then you're not permitted to take from one chotza to another chotza. Why? The gazrino and dulma osi lafuki mani the batim lochotza. He says since they were ma'ariv, so now in the chotza. As motzui mani de batim, because the bnei hachotz allowed to take out from their batim to the chotzer since they were maharev. So now, if we will be matter to take from one chotzer to another chotzer, kelim sheshovsu bechotzer, they won't differentiate and they'll take kelim sheshovsu bebayis also into the second chotzer. And that, according to Rab Shimon, is also, that's what we had in the Mishnah. The Rab Shimon says in the Mishnah that Echad Gagis Vechad Tzeres Vechad Kafivus Rishus Achas Hain Lekeilim Sheshavsu Lesoichon לאלה כלים ששופסו בסייך הבייס. הכלים ששופסו בסייך הבייס is also to take out into a chotzer. And a different chotzer al kaponim that he wasn't ma'arif. So memele, so Rav says, we paskin like Rav Shimon, but the whole halacha of Rav Shimon is when there is no kelim, the bayis that are floating around in the chotzer. If there are kelim, the bayis floating around in the chotzer, then you're not allowed to take any kelim from one chotzer to the other chotzer, because he might go and take kelim the bayis. That is what Rav holds. Ushmuel omar bein irvu, bein shelo irvu, וכן אומר רבי יוחנן, מי לא חשוך, אז מי לא חשוך, we'll see in Tosfos exactly what this means, Rashi is מייחיק this, so let's go now the way Rashi is מייחיק, וכן אומר רבי יוחנן, בין עירבו ובין שלא עירבו. רבי יוחנן also holds like Shmuel, that according to Rav Shimon, one is permitted to take from one chotzer to the other chotzer, בין עירבו ובין שלא עירבו. Maskif lo Rav Chisda le Shmuel ule Rav Yoichan. So Chisda esa kasha. Yoimru shnei keilim b'chotzer achas ze muter v'ze osa. I mean, what'll be? It's Rav Zicha Mestava. The Zicha amokim ligzer. You have two keilim in the chotzer. This keili you're allowed to take out into the next chotzer. This is Kalim Sheshov Subachotza, and the other Kalim not allowed to take up. Who will be able to differentiate between these two Kalim? And for the Gemara, Rab Shimon Letaimei, the Loi Goza. This Nan, Omar Rab Shimon, Lemo Hadobo Daime, Lesholosh Chatzeres, Apsuchos, Zu Lezu. Rab Shimon said, what if you have three Chatzeres, Apsuchos, Zu Lezu? ופסוכי סלושו סרב. ואירבו שתי החיצוינס עם האמצויס. And the two חיצוינס were מערב with the אמצויס. But the two חיצוינס were not מערב זה עם זה. So the הלוך is as follows. He מותרס עם מוהן. So the אמצויס is מותר with both חיצוינס. Behein mutoris imo, and their mutter, and each one is mutter with them tzois. But, ubeis achitzoinis, asurim zu im zu. But the beis chitzoinim are asurim zu im zu. So that's for sure, that let's say if you have one chitzoini, let us say we have three chatzeres, aleph beis gimu. So Aleph and Beis is Mutter, Gimel and Beis is Mutter, and Aleph and Gimel is Osa. Now, in Chotzer Beis, which is in the middle, we have the Kalim of Chotzer Aleph and of Chotzer Gimel, because the Emtsoi was Ma'arev im Shneim. So let us be afraid, if there's such a Chshash, so let us be afraid, so just like Chotzer Beis will take the Kalim of Chotzer Aleph into Chotzer Aleph, it might take the kelim of Chotzer Gimel into Chotzer Aleph. For Afal Pikein, we see that he wasn't Geizer. So we see that this Chash, this Taine, that he asked, that Rav Chisda asked, is not a Kasha. For Loi Gozer, Duma Osi Lafuki Moni Doho Chotzer, Loho Chotzer. Ochinami loy gazrinin gilmo osi lafuki moni debatim lochotze. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Bohu shaloi irvu. Bnei achatzeres kolachas laatzmo. Bahashte loy shchichi kli habatim bachotze. Now it's not shchich the kli habatim bachotze. Velekele migzer ishos loitzi kelim sheshavsu bezulach nisam lachal vetosu lufuki nami lo kli abayis. Because there are no kli abayis in the chotze because it's lo yirvu. Avol yirvu kol chotze laatzmo vlo yirvu beis chatzeres yachad osu letaltum izu lezu. Afilu kli achotze, that's what Rav holds. The given the shrichi mani debatim bechotze. Since in this chotzer we have also mani debatim gazrinin, tol moosi lafuki manim debatim shebechotzer zu lechotzer zu. ורב שמן מוידו, נדב רב שמן איז מוידו, דקטוני אבולוי לקיילם ששופסו בסייך הבית. מילוך השוח לא יגרסינם. So, Kaponim, we see from the Gemara that the Gemara answers Rav Chisda's Kasha, and we see that Rav Shimon wasn't Goyza. So, Bemis in the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz says, so, Bezoi, it's a Peretz, but in Mitzadech it's a Kasha and Rav. Rav says that Rav Shimon was Goyza, who Shalai Yirvu, that the whole Rav Shimon is only speaking about Shalai Yirvu. But by Irvu, they were Goyzer, Mani de Chotzera to Mani de Batim. We see Rav Shimon holds they weren't Goyzer. That the Mitzoy is allowed to take the Kalim of the Chitzoyni on one side, when a Goyzer might take into that same Chotzer the Kalim of the Chitzoyni of the other side. So what did Rav do with Shmuel's Rai? So Taisa Reina Peretz wants to differentiate. He wants to say as follows. That in the case of Gimel Chatzeiros, so there, the Emtsoi knows the only way he was mutter to carry the keli, the kelim from the Chitzoinim to the Chitzoinim from his Chotzer is because they were ma'aret. The whole thing came about through a heter erev. It wasn't an automatic heter. It came about with a heter erev. So memele. So he'll know that the two chitzoinim who weren't ma'ariv, so there's no etairiv. Because he realizes the difficulties he had to go through in order to be matzah to take from the mtsoi to the chitzoinim was ma'ariv. He knew he needed an erev to be matzah. So memele, he'll differentiate. So since the two chitzoinim were not ma'ariv, they don't have a heter erev. So memele, you're not allowed to take from the kelim from one chitzoinim into the other chitzoinim. Asha'ein Cain over here, Rav Hel, by two chatzayres, according to Rav Shimon. Kalim sheshov su b'chotzer zu, you're allowed to take to the other chotzer without an eir. You're allowed to take what he made in this chotzer agume, marzekes sosayim min hanekev ulamato. That this uke can hold a sosayim. And as we mentioned before, the Rambam says this is three tvachim by three tvachim with a goiva of 3 3/5 tvachim. Bein mi bachutz. Now this uke could be made outside the chotzer, like we have here in picture 104. The uke could be outside of the chotzer, next to the chotzer in the Rishus HaRabim. Main bibifne, or the uke could be inside the chotzer. He has an alternative where to make the uke. Elo, but, shemi bachutz, if he's making the uke in the Rishus HaRabim, tzorech likmer, he has to make sure that it should be covered. That the uke has to be covered. Mibifnim, but if he's making the uke mibifnim, ein tzorech likmer, he doesn't have to see that the uke is covered. Now before we go further, let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Ein shoyfchem lesoicha mayim, you're not permitted to throw pour water in the chotzer, mefarish lo bigmore. Elon kein osa lo uke, gume. So sayim, bigmore mefarish taima de shiure. What is this magic number of so sayim? That the uke should be able to be marzik so sayim. Now the uke has to be marzik sosayim min hanekev ulamato, she marzik sosayim hacholol shelo. Now let us elaborate a little on what Rashi is saying over here. The Chidushei HaMe'iri explains this inyan of the nekev. So the Chidushei HaMe'iri says like this. For inyan hu, Shehanekev osui al sfoso. That means, by the sfas of the gume, there was a nekev. Vohu nichnas bechalal ho'uke. This nekev entered the cholol, the empty space of the uke. There was a nekev, and this nekev led it out of the uke. Vo'inyin ha-nekev, now the purpose of this nekev was, she'im lefa'omim, Yishtamesh b'yeser misosoyim, if he'll be using more water, this uke holds sosoyim. So memele, so if he throws in the amount of water which is usually using, and we'll see in the Gemara Chazalba Meshaya, the daily needs of a person was sosayimayim. That's how much a person normally used. So, but what'll be if he used more water that day? Sh'im yilefomem yishtamish b'yeser misosoyim, is la'acher shetismalei ha'uke, after the uke fills up, that means after the level of sasayim fills up, but he used more than sasayim, yeitzu hamayim derech oisoi haneket, now the water went out, but it didn't overflow into the chotzer, we had some sewage irrigation over here. Derech oisoi haneket, it goes out through the nekev, lebiv ha'osi l'chutz l'chotzel b'shusaram. There was a biv, a pipe, and not a pipe, a indentation in the karke, a furrow in the karke, chutz l'chotzel b'shusaram. So it went out, it overflowed into the biv, into the nekev, and the nekev went into the biv, and it went to the biv hagodol, which was be'emtza hashvil. It was a large biv. Ubiv zeh hakotn einay omer gimel, v'nimtza botol eitzel v'shusaram. The small biv, and later we're going to have the picture of this biv going out into the v'shusaram. This biv was not three tvachim deep. So this biv was a reshus harabim. That means if this biv would be uncovered, this has a teiris reshus harabim, because a person's walking over it. We had a rekak shel mayim reshus harabim that's poches megimot samokim hiluch samemele. There's a din of reshus harabim. So now, so we are telling us what the Mishnah is telling us: when you hire an engineer to make an uke for you, you have to make sure that there should be. It should be machzik sosayim tachas hanekev. That means if you can make the nekev lower so it doesn't hold sosayim, it's going to run out before. We have to have an uke which can hold sosayim without any problems. If there's more than sosayim, there's an overflow, then it can go through the nekev. But we have to make lechatchila an uke which will be machzik sosayim. That's what Rashi says here. In a nekev ulomato, it's marzik she marzik sosayim acholo shalo. The cholo is from the means underneath the nekev. You have here a hollow area which is marzik sosayim. Bein mebifnim. So this uke could, you can make it wherever you want. You can make it bein she osu leuke b'soich achotze. Bein she aso b'rshus harabim somach lechotze. You can make it outside in the rshus harabim near the chotze. That's, we have this picture 104. Hello, but shemi bachutz, if you are making an uke outside the chotzer, tzorich likmer. What does likmer mean? Lechasa is piya b'nesorim. You should cover the piya b'nesorim. Sheyiplu hamayim miyodov l'soich mokim p'tur. She cover it with nesorim to ensure that the water, now let us look in picture 104. Now, the way he made the picture beautifully, the Bir Aloche, Yisrael Kana Prima Godem, the Bir Aloche says that when he pours it into the uke starts in the chotzer, but it extends into the Rishus Haram, so we have to cover this uke, which starts in the chotzer and extends into the Rishus Haram, we have to cover it in order sheyiplu hamayim miyodov l'soich mokim p'tur. And it should go miyodov l'soich mokim p'tur. Now this Rashi is a very difficult Rashi. Now Rashi is giving us a formula that if you cover the Ritas Loshon of Rashi Vaistachoyis, that if you'll cover the uke, it will become a mokim p'tur. That's why we cover the uke. Now, where do we see such a thing? You cover an uke, will become a mokim p'tur. Will be a mokim p'tur. So there are three mahalchim in Rashi, but let us say two of the three mahalchim. The Beis Meir in Shulchan Aruch says a beautiful pshat in Rashi. The Beis Meir says as follows. We mentioned before what are the dimensions of an uke. The dimensions of an uke, there's a goiva 3 3/5 tvachim by 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim. Now, this dimension is a makom ptur. That means, even though this is in the, it wouldn't be covered. If it wouldn't be covered, this would be in the Rishus Aram. So since it is more than three, it's 3 3/5 tvachim, if it would be less than 3 tvachim, become a Rishus Aram. But it's 3 3/5 tvachim, so it's a makom ptur. So theoretically, you wouldn't have to cover it. So theoretically, when he's pouring into this uke, he's pouring into a makom ptur. There shouldn't be any problems. But one has to realize, if you leave this uke the way it is without any shmire, it could very possible be, since we are playing with fire. Why? Because some earth can fall into this uke. People are walking the Rishus Aram. Some stones will fall into this uke. And then this uke, which was 3 3/5, will become mashu less than 3 tvachim. We're speaking about inches, that will become a mashu less than 3 tvachim. It'll become a mashu less than 3 tvachim. So then becomes a Rishus Aram. So in order to ensure that this uke will remain a makom ptur, so we have to cover the uke. That's how the Beis Meir wants to say pshat and Rashi. So the lashon is not bad at all. Shemechutzach likmer lechasis piyah benesorim. Sheyiplo amayim yodav lesoich makom ptur. That it should be a makom ptur. That means it should remain a makom ptur. It is now a makom ptur, but it should remain a makom ptur. That's how the Beis Meir learns pshat and Rashi. The Maim Motra, in the whole assumption of the Beis Meir is, because if that's the minimum shear of a nuke, Mistama, you make such a shear. You have to make a bigger shear. That was Mistama the shear that they made. The Maim Motra learns differently. The Maim Motra learns that he's under the impression you made a larger area. You made a bigger uke. Now, if you make a bigger uke, so al koponim, notice, so he says, there's possibilities, either it could be, there was no standard measurement like this. According to the Beis Meir, they made a standard measurement. This measurement is kosher, but it was going to change for time bitter. The Maimon Motchalans, the Kabila Chathila, they made the different, there wasn't like the Ribui Shel Tfilin. They made a nuke. So sometimes could be, it was a calmless already. Sometimes it was Rosh of Dalit in Omer Gimel, so it was a Kalmelis. Sometimes it was Taker Rishus Arab. Maybe they made it that was less than Gimel Tvoch. So they weren't medagdik azoy in the shear of the uke. So Mamele, so what do you do? So if this will be exposed, so it's, I'm playing with fire. Maybe this will be a Kalmelis. Maybe it's a Rishus Arab. So they covered it. So what's the mile of covering it? Zuk the Beis Meir, zuk the Baim Amotchai, when they covered it, it becomes a makom ptur, because now you can't be mishtamish with it anymore. That means if it would be open and it's accessible to the Bnei Rishus Arabim, so it's a Rishus. It's a Kalmelis. It could be a Rishus Arab. It's accessible to them. If you cover it, so it's no more accessible to anyone, we'll see in a minute. So memele, it's a makom ptur. Frek, the maima motchai, siyas tzakashan himself. We learned the Masechta Shabbos bias. Shekiruya imashlima iliyut. We had a bias that was 9 tvachim tall. And then on the roof, there's another tefach. So toichai is a kalmelis, now gabov is a reshusayot. So you say, even though it's like a sealed bias, but it's a kalmelis. So yes, Sakasha, so why here does it become a makom ptur? That's his, why by covering it does it become a makom ptur? He says v'yesh liyashiv, but he doesn't explain what the yishuv is. Dachsach mir, pshat in the yishuv is, we mentioned before, the Chazanish says as follows. The Chazanish says that a pipe has a din of a makom ptur. That's why you'll have to flush a toilet, you'll have to put on water. I mean, even though it's going from a kalmelis to a shusayochet, but it's going there as makom ptur. Zok the Chazanish, why is a pipe a makom ptur?
זאת החזייניש,
אף אם יש בהם דלת על דלת, even if the type is דלת פוחם by דלת פוחם, which is a sheer kamelis, aber ein bepischon dal dal dal, but when the pesach of the pipe is not dal dal dal, hey mokim ptur v'lo kamelis, then there's a loch of a mokim ptur and not of a kamelis. Va'ayin, this is the loshon chazanish, va'ayin b'mishne daf peiches amadalet, shemi bachut tzorech likmoer u'bemefor shimshon. That's all what the chazanish says. This is what the Dachsim the Chazanish learns like the Maimon Motor, and this is Pshat. A Kalmelis is a Mokim Shimush. It has to be, a Rishus Arabim is a Mokim Shimush. A Mokim Ptu, the whole Lomdus of a Mokim Ptu, but there's less than Dal, that's a Mokim Ptu. So what's the magic number of Dal? Because if it's less than Dal, you can't be Mishtamish with it. It's not convenient to be Mishtamish. If we have over here a Uka that is covered, it's not accessible. Yeah, it's open. Taka by the chotzer, it's open. But that area that is open is not dal dal dal. It's less than dal dal dal. So it is not access. So this area underneath is not accessible. It's not accessible to be mishtamish boy. So this area has a din of a mokim too. So the covering takes away the accessibility of this uke. So it makes it a mokim too. Bias. That is kiruyay bayis shekiruyay mashlimay liyut. So inside is a kamlis. It doesn't mean that it was a sealed house. It was a door there. It was a low house. Vashteitzach was 9 tvachim tall. But al koponim, it wasn't a sealed house. There was a door that was least dala 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 to get in. So you were able to be mishtamish in this area. So yeah, that is kamlis. But a mokim that is not accessible at all for shimush, this mokim is a din of a mokim too. So that is the accomplishment. This is pshat in the maimon motor, right? So that is the accomplishment of covering it. So memel it's very meduyik to loshon of Rashi. Elishim b'chutz tzorich likmoer lechaso is piyo b'nesorim sheyiplu amayim miyodov lesoich mokim too. Through covering it, you take away the it's not accessible anymore to anyone. It's not usable anymore. So through that it becomes a mokim too.